Okay, so we'll do one more day for now on Melacha, and then I want to do Shemitah Kesafim. We are really running low on time. So Shemitah Kesafim, that's okay. We'll start Shemitah Kesafim tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, part of me wanted to really do greenhouses. It's such a good sugya. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to do that, but... Depends how much we go into. It's up to you, really.
Worst come to worst, Josh and I are getting the Rav Rimon book, so...
It's a good book. Okay, fine. So if you look at Mishnah Vav, which is Halacha Dalet in Yerushalmi, so you find out that Ein Notin ve'Ein Mavrichen ve'Ein Martivin Erev Shvi'it Pachot Mishloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You cannot do Nitiah on a tree. What is Nitiah? What's this? Yeah. Oh, good. Very good. Good. How do they translate it? I'm curious. Oh, they translate it plant. Okay, that's generic enough. You can't do nitiya. Let's call it planting. Fine. Let's call it that. And you can't mavrichen, which is
layer of vine.
Yeah, there you go. It's where you take a vine and you put it back into the ground so that it grows more. Markivin is to graft. You can't do that before.
But they said an important. But Rob,
if you're a different species, Rob, then that's a different species, Rob, right?
For Mavrichin, they added an important detail: bend a branch of it into the ground to root and grow a new tree.
Correct.
So
yeah.
Oh, so it's because it's not to help the same vine.
No. It basically grows another tree out of it. Yeah. So Erev Shvi'id Pachot Mishloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Imnata Ohivrich Ohirkev Yaakor. And if you do, you have to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Harkava She'ina Koletet L'Shloshi Yamim Shuv Eina Koletet. Rabbi Yosef Rishimon Omrim L'Shtei Shabbatot. And then you have this next halacha, which is that you need to also avoid klita. You need to avoid not only the planting of it during Shemitah, but the taking root during Shemitah, okay? So what I want to focus on is just nitiah. This is in Hebrew we would call it a siyut, right? In English, it's a good word to know. It means nightmare. Okay, siyut. It's a nightmare, okay? This sugya is, well, isn't that the problem here? So what do we have here, right? We say you cannot be noteya on Erev Shvi'it, right? And you can't, so that means 30 days, plus if you do, you have to uproot it. And by 30 days, what do we mean 30 days? The way the Bavli understands it, it's 30 plus 3 or 30 plus 14. Right? Or possibly 30 plus 30. Right? Right. That's what we saw in the, if you remember the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, right? The idea that you can't have, it can't take root during Tosefet Shvi'it, so we're talking 30 plus. Right? 30 plus these days.
And now, we don't know which 30 days this is even referring
right,
to.
Right, exactly. Now, I want to focus just on Nitiya. So what is Nitiya? So Nitiya is planting, and some sort of planting, of a tree. Right? Yes?
Simple enough.
Good. Now, as we saw with Choresh, what's the problem? We've got to figure out, well, is it usher during Shemitah? So if you just read this sugya, just read those lines in the Mishnah, what would you say? Is Nitiah usher during Shemitah?
Of course.
Of course it's usher during Shemitah. Not only is it usher during Shemitah, but it's usher in Tosefet Shvi'it. Not only is it usher in Tosefet Shvi'it, but if you do it during Tosefet Shvi'it, you need to uproot the tree. That sounds pretty darn usher to me. And then if I say to you, okay, is it usher midaraita or midarabanan, what would you say? Well, what would you think? So why does Shlomo say Daraisa?
Because planting seems pretty darn having to do
very
with
good. So maybe, well, how is this different than Zoreya? Okay, good. That's one reason. Why else? Just reading this Mishnah, knowing nothing else except maybe the Psukim. What? Okay, but Choresh we saw as a machloket whether it's also Daraisa. Okay. So Notea, now when you say Daraisa, what do you mean? As a lav? As an assay? Which did you mean?
Well, it says ain, so love.
Okay, so Josh says, oh, it's just the assay. Why do you say just the assay? Because the pasuk doesn't say nitiya. That right, that's not in the pasuk. You say, no, it's probably a love. I mean, it says ain, and like it sounds like planting. Isn't planting one of those things that's in it? Yeah, that's great. Now, very good. So why? Oh, but what's the problem? Like all these other malachot, we don't have any Mishnah that tells you during Shemitah don't do it. We say, if you did it in Tosefet Shvi'it, right? And as we saw, that's part of a whole list of things that are Derabanan, whereas, well, Tosefet Shvi'it, but this one, unlike those, is actually usher during Tosefet Shvi'it, and so usher during Tosefet Shvi'it that you uproot it. Yeah. So this is complicated. Now, if you think the Yerushalmi is going to help you, well, look at the Yerushalmi. Ein notin ve'ein markivin. Rabbi Lezer b'shem Rabbi Yosef bar Zimra matnita b'stam hadavar bari shechoresh mutter. Does that help you?
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly my point. It didn't help you at all, right? No. No help. Ki who's that? So, just visually, as you can see, this first footnote here. No, it's not the first. It is. Yes, it is the first footnote. Yes, that first footnote, as you can see, nobody else understood it either.
They got a fun little typo.
Right? What?
They got a fun little typo.
Enough to pro. Yeah, okay, that's right. Okay, I don't have that in the Hebrew. What? I don't have that in the Hebrew. But. Oh, yes, right. So if you want two visuals that convince you of how complicated these are. One is the footnote, and the other is that Rosh Cirilio.
That's one Rosh Cirilio.
Yes. When I started, we spent one day on the Rosh Cirilio, right?
Excellent.
Yes. So this is complicated. So let's look at the sheets just to get the ABCs of what is going on. Okay, look. So let's figure it out. So the pasuk tells you, Sadcha lo tizra, v'karmecha lo tizmor. You shall not plant your field, you shall not do zmira, prune your vineyard. Good. If I froze there, what would you say? Asur mutter. Why?
Because it says
in the Torah
you can't
do it. Well, it doesn't say nitiya. What does it say?
Zoreya.
Right, very good. So Eliezer says, we use different words in Hebrew for this page four. It's what I gave you on Thursday. Right, remember on Thursday I just gave you Choresh and Notea? Nitiya, right? Choresh and Notea. Okay, we'll continue. Right, so the pasuk says Lo Tizra and Lo Tizmor. So you'd say, oh, so it's not Daraisa because it's not the pasuk. But unless you say plant means to plant, you know? And we use different words in Hebrew for different types of planting, just like we do for harvesting, right? Zmira, kitzira, bitzira, right? You know, we use different words. So nitiya, ziriya, right? Same thing. Very good. Okay, good. So the one you might say is Doraita. Now, why would you think it's Doraita? Well, look at the Gemara in Gittin. So the Bavli helps a little bit more. The Gemara there is talking about the punishments and the consequences of violating various Yisurim D'Oraita and D'Rabbanan, okay? So the Gemara says, Tanya, Hanotea b'Shabbat. If you plant, you do Nitiyan Shabbat, b'Shogeg, if you do it by accident, Yekayeng. So then you're allowed to let it remain. B'Mezid, if you did it on purpose, then what do you have to do? Yakor, you have to uproot it. Ubishvi'it, and on Shemitah, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, ya'akor. Either way, you have to uproot it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So in that context, the Gemara says, Michti, ha'd de'oraita v'ha'd de'oraita. Both of these are de'oraita. Maishna Shabbat, Maishna Shvi'it. So what's the difference between Shabbat and Shemitah? They're both de'oraita. Now, if I pause there, what would you say? Isn't it tia'ap? And is there d'oraita?
I mean, question. You're comparing a Bavli to a Yerushalmi, right?
Yes, so this is a Bavli. What does it sound like? Yes, right? Yeah, you would say yes, right? So if you just read that, you'd be like, aha! Eli is correct. Zriya, Nitiya, same thing. Mara says, Aser, very good. Yala, probably like a lav under Zriya. So easy. That's the simple shot, right? So no fancy schmancy. It's an asse. Because then you could say, well, it is, but it isn't. But that's all right. Because if it was an asse, then you'd say, oh, one's an asse, one's a lav, one's it's a courage, one's an asse. Yeah. Really, you think? Huh. Amazing. The Rambam says, "Hanoteya v'chayotze v'hen me'avodot ha'inlan." Note, if you do netia or any other avodah inlan, makinoto makut mardut midivrehen. We give you rabbinic malkut. Wait. Okay. What? Right. So, hopefully, you guys have learned from Choresh all the magical moves that you can now pull. Good. Shoot, so how do you deal with the Rambam?
Maybe there was only an Isser Asemi there, right? However, that...
very good. So,
we do market.
So I'll skip around for you a little bit. So excellent. Maybe you'll say, it's an Isser Ase. Don't worry about it. The Rambam says it's Asser, but it's an Isser Ase. And therefore, that's why it gets there. Who says that? The Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, I'm going to skip around here, but look at number middle of page 5. Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'cheina notea ilan v'shabbat, oa mavrich, oa marki, v'chayotem avodot ilan, oda reza over ba'asei, u'makar ozo makar mardut mitivrehem." The Aruch HaShulchan has two pieces of evidence. The Gemara says, black on white, asri daraita. The Rambam says, black on white, makut mardut. So he says, the same solution he had by pretty much everything, right, which is?
I mean, it's a good solution.
It's a very good solution. I'm not opposed to this solution. The Aruch HaShulchan says, very simple. It is Asur Midaraita, like the Gemara says in Gittin, but you don't get Malka because it's an Ase. That is a very elegant solution to the Rambam. Yes, agreed. Elegant, beautiful. Elegant. What's the problem? It's an elegant solution to the Rambam. In fact, I think it's probably the best solution we're going to get for the Rambam. What's the problem? What's the question you need to answer if you believe like this? Is Ellie's question, which is, so why is it not Zoreya? Right? Meaning, in what sense? I understand how you solve the Rambam, it's elegant, but why should that be the case? I understand that it is the case. You have not helped me, though, explain why it should be the case. Good. But keep that in the back of your mind. So the Parash Shulchan, if you go back to where we are, looks at this Gemara, and he has a suffix and how we read it. And he says, "Bikitin muchach kidivrei man desvir levin daraita isra se yishal kol panim." Said, simple pshat of the Gemara in Gittin is that it's asur midaraita. Maybe I say, maybe lota say, I don't know. But, you know, asur midaraita means, last I checked, asur midaraita.
Okay.
Ella, don't worry, it won't be that complicated. The Chassanish is going to come up with some fancy lambdas that... No, just no. I mean, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm not that smart. Ella, did D.A. Grabbeinu Mimashi Katub B'Gamara Dilan Dizmira Vitzira Yatu Lulameh Didavka Ilu? But he said, what's the problem? Remember Moed Katan? The Gemara Moed Katan said, we specified certain toledot to tell you that only these toledot are asur, but Nitiya is presumably a Tolada of Zriya. And if you said that you have to specify any Tolada that's going to be Asur, what should Nitiya be?
Specify
or not Asur. Okay. Right? Jesus by Sharafil Avod in a Loki. Moshe the Rabbin of Allah. Forgive all Sharafil Shal Barshavinians in a Loki. Ava Makan of Aramardus. Umi Masha Misaye Makin Oto Makan Mardin Rehem Vesider Notem Mizakel Umizabel.
What were you reading from right now?
The Parashulchan. Right, the Parash Shulchan says, wait a second. Mitzad echad, the Gemara in Gittin says, midoraita. Mitzad sheni, the Gemara in Moed Katan says, any tolada in order to be asr has to be specified. Second of all, in the Rambam, he organizes this specifically in the category of misakel and mizabel, which are midirabanan. Right? The eno asr minatora ela midirabanan. Right, so he looks at it and he says, on the one hand, it's a good reason things daraita. On the other hand, the Rambam doesn't seem to believe that, and it is a plausible read of the Gemara in Moed Katan that it is that not Asur, right? Not now. Again, you could just say like the Aruch HaShulchan that no, the Gemara in Moed Katan is talking about milachot, meaning things that are lavim, But there are a whole bunch of things that are included in the Aseh. Right? As we saw, according to Rav Kook, even the things that are completely mutter and daraita level, if done all the time, might violate the Aseh. Right? So the Aseh, as we saw, either through the Aruch HaShulchan's version or Rav Kook's version, is much more flexible, and then you could limit the Gemara Mar Katan to Derabbanan. But this is the suffix of the Pas Shulchan. Okay. The Rosh Mishans, however, doesn't quite seem to take the Rambam's easy way out of this. Instead, he quotes two shittos, his own Rabbi Tam. The Rosh Mishans, the Rosh.
Okay.
Right, the Rosh, which is also this, right, the Perush of the Mishnah, which I have right here. This is a short version of it. This is the whole thing.
Okay.
So the Rosh Mishans.
Do you have different commentaries on it?
On the Mishnah? Rambam, Rosh, Rizmatz.
No, then in RR.
This is the Mishnah. Remember, the Hebrew one is the Mishnah, in fact. So the Rosh commenting on the Mishnah. God forbid you should have such simplistic lumber. No, he quotes two extreme shita that grapple with the same problem. One is his own, and the other is Rabbeinu Tam. So first he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Rabbeinu Tam nefaresh derab Nachman omar rabba bravua lav ashvi'it koi ela arla koi. Arla koi. So first of all, I'm going to leave the 30 days for now. Right, that's also in that very hard sugya. You know what? I'll just do what you have here. You have the key lines. We'll see the two sheet then, okay?
Okay.
The Rosh says, Shlosha yamim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, the asur litam yishum tosevet shvi'it mi da'oraita. Right? The 3 days before Hashanah that you can't plant is because of tosevet shvi'it. Kamo charishad lotis mokhtiv damrinam resh moed katan dizmir b'chal zriya. He says, okay, just like you can't do zmiras, you can't do nitiyah. V'kol shekei nitiyah. Why? Nitiyah is definitely usur. Didam yatve lizriah, because it is more like zriah. V'ikr milacha tve mizmira. It is a more fundamental, primary part of the malacha than zmira. K'dmuk barakla gadol d'zomer chayev mishum noteyah. So what does he say? He says, listen, in Shabbat, Zomer is a subsection of Nitiyah, which means that if Zmira is Asur because it is a derivative of Zoraya, but really it's a derivative of Noteya, which is a derivative of Zoraya. So we have a very simple Kal Vachomer here, which is the Torah specifies Zomer as a Tolada for which it is Asur, right, which is Asur, and as a Tolada of Zoraya. But really, it is a talada of nitiyah. Well, so if zmira is asur, then nitiyah is definitely asur. So what does it sound like? Rosh Mishans. Asur midaraita midrabanan? Asur midaraita midrabanan? Daraita. No question about it. Asay or lotase?
Well,
Lotase, good. It doesn't say it in the pasuk.
Well, it says Mira.
It's implied. Good. How is it implied?
Because Nitiyah is sandwiched between Zmira, which is specified, and Zoraya.
Right. So yeah, I'm not even sure what you would say because he definitely says that. But the question is it explicit through a derivation from Zmira or from a derivation from Zriya? Which one is it? Well, no, it proves that Zmira, meaning...
Is it Kalva Homer from Zmira? Zmira like
right, well, but it, really the question, is it a Kalva Homer and it's now a derivative of Zmira, or is it a Kalva Homer that if Zmira is Chaya because of Zriya, then it is Chaya because of Zriya? Okay, I don't know. But the point is that he thinks it is Usur and it is a Lav. Presumably, would he think you get Malkut Mardut?
No,
he would probably just say you get Malkut, right? Because he clearly thinks there's a law, right? So now we have the Rosh, who says that it is midaraita under either Zriya or as a Kal Vachomer from Zmira, which is a little bit of a problem because,
What's the hard.
Doraita Darabana.
No, but like, are there different specifications? Like, if.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the ones that are abundant, if we want to, we can kill you. Yes.
okay.
Yep.
Never mind.
Yeah, it's worse. That's right. Okay, so that's at one extreme, is the Rosh. What about Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam, Ayomer Dumutar, Lita, Bitosefet, Shvi'it.
Yes.
Yes. Kasha. Oy, Rabbeinu Tam says, as he quoted in the Rash, don't get too worked up about it. It is Asur Midir Abanan, and like every other thing that's Asur Midir Abanan, it is Mutter during Tosefet Shviyat entirely. The Mishnah, says it's Asur during Tosefet Shviyat.
Oh, no, Shviyat.
Technicalities. Why are you getting so worked up? So now, if you aren't confused yet, we have the Mishnah that tells you you can't do Netiya during Tosefet Shviyat, right? And you have to be Oker, which, on the one hand, it only comes up by Tosefet Shviyat, and it's in the context of all the Drabbanans. On the other hand, you're Oker it. Unclear, right? The Gemara in Gitin says, Shachor al Gabay Lavan, it is D'oraita, right? And then you have three Shita. Rabbeinu Tam, who seems to think the Mishnah says it's Asur during Tosefet Shviyat, it's Mutter, because it's probably Derabanan, and Derabanans are Mutter during Tosefet Shviyat. You have the Rash, who says it is D'oraita, because it's either Zmira or Zri'ah, because it's a Kal V'chomer from Zmira, but that may be about Zri'ah. And then you have the Rambam, who says it's D'oraita.
I say.
Well,
maybe.
Makos Mardus. It's Makos Mardus. And then we don't know, does he mean it's D'oraita with Makos Mardus and Ase? Or does he mean it's only D'Rabbanan? Look at Makos Mardus, okay?
I like how the Marina notes on Rabbeinu Tam's Kanyas. However, Khan Kanyas must be our kids on the issue that Tark and has so young.
Good, so now the slight problem we have, slight, minor problem we have Rabbeinu Tam, is that it goes against the Gemara and the Mishnah. Slight, mild problem. Very, very mild. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. So let's see the Derech Hamuna, which I do understand. Then see the Chazon Ish. That is a shtickle confusing to me. Okay. Ruchan Kanievsky. Kol Hani. I've been working on this in my covers for a little bit. I'm still baffled by this idea. So he says, Kol Hani itlu ikar mea Torah. Dehavu gzeira mishum milacha daraita. Ulekach hevi kid daraita. He says, it's Derabanan, but it's a malacha which looks like it's a gzera, because it looks like it's D'oraita, so we treat it like D'oraita.
Whoa.
L'fi ma shekatavti yesh le'ashiv suga d'gitin l'fi d'arayim tam d'tiyah b'shvit D'rabanan. So when the Gemara in Gittin says it's D'oraita, it means D'rabanan. V'kavanat ha-Gemara d'dino kid D'oraita. It means it's like it's D'oraita. K'eman she'gzeira mishum malacha D'oraita. Because it's a malacha mishum. Now, this is among my least favorite reads I've ever heard in Gemara, where the Gemara says, it's not like the Gemara said it was D'oraita and then you reread it as not really. The Gemara says, Shabbat ha D'oraita and Shvi'it ha D'oraita.
Mishna Shabbat and Mishna Shvi'it.
Right, Shabbat and Shvi'it are the same. They're both biblical. To which Ruchan Kanievsky, according to Rabbi Tom, reads it, what's the difference? Shabbat is D'oraita and Yerchai Misa, and Shmita Netia is D'rabbanan because it looks like it's D'oraita. How are these not the exact same? That's how he reads that Gemara, according to Rabbi Tom, which is baffling to me. Now, look at the Moreinu notes. Simule, pay attention, it's worse, because if you read the continuation of Gemara, the Suya begitin machmirim bishmita yoter me'ater Shabbat. Let me just remind you that it said, what's the difference? Why is it that we're more machmir in Shmita and make you uproot it under all circumstances, where on Shabbat we don't? So the way that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky reads according to Rabbi Tam is, why are we more machmir in Shmita than in Shabbat? aren't they the same? Because Shabbat is Asur Midaraita, and therefore there's no reason to be Machmer. And Shemitah, which is not really Asur Midaraita, is sort of Asur because of Midaraita, we're more Machmer than Shabbat. They're the exact same. Which is among the harder reads I have ever seen in the Sotah in my entire life. The Chazon Ish, though, doubles down and says, yes, look, what?
It looks
no, I'm sorry. He doesn't double down. No, sorry. That's what Chaim Gani of Kiddush find very hard. The Chazon Ish is so... No, look at the Chazon Ish says. And the Chazon Ish says, "Ain kamen arinu tam de gamish fiat nitzir der abbanan." Right? He says, the only way I can deal with the Rabbeinu Tam is by saying the Rosh is wrong. Because this is impossible. I don't know what you're talking about. The Ha'behej Arminu Megitin, Dehu Daraita. He says Daraita. Ela B'tosefet Hu Darabanan. Kemosha Dikdikub Toseb will show now. What he means is that Aser in Tosefet Midarabanan. Except, remember Rabbeinu Tam Shita? It's Mutter during Tosefet. Which he reads as Aser during Tosefet Midarabanan. So what we now have is, if you want
well,
the secret...
I agree with the last two words.
Right. The kan kushya. Yes. So the Rosh, so what do we have? The Rosh says, Nityasa Rabbi Shemitah Minatara, Rabbeinu Tam, Nechalar Chorim, Nityasa Midaraita Midarabanan, and the Rambam, Nityasa Rabbi Shemitah Midarabanan, Biram, right? Right. So again, the Rambam, it's not clear, and the Aruch HaShulchan solution to this is it's a Isser Aseh. Right. So now we have the spectrum. We have the Rosh who says it's Daraita as Zriya or as Mira as Nitiya. Nitiya is either Zriya or as Mira. Right through this Kal V'Chomer. Right, and therefore is a Lav. We have Rabbeinu Tam who seems to say just Mutter. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky reads in one of the most spectacularly weird reads of the Gemara in Gittin I've ever heard, which is, again, why would you be more machmir on Shabbat than Shemitah? They are the same because Shabbat is Doraita and Shemitah is Dirabanan. Domet Doraita, and there are obviously is more machmir than an actual capital crime.
Well, Makan Argus is...
It's not like it's impossible. Just usually the Gemara says that, right? Sometimes the Gemara will say that their Rabbanan were more machmer than Daraita. Here it doesn't say that. It says it's the same, by which he reads the same as not at all the same.
Okay.
Okay. Chazon Ish just says, no, it can't be. It must be that it's only Aser. He means that it's only Aser and Rabbanan during Tosefet. During Tosefet, it's Asur and Rabbeinu Tam says Mutter. Yay, I got it. Okay. And then you have the Rambam, who according to the Aruch HaShulchan says it is an Isser Aseh. He just rejects this whole read. He says, forget it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's all right. Forget it. Now... Okay, very good. So now we have to figure out. So,
what Nitiya is?
Yeah, let's figure out. So, okay, but why would you say it's Daraita? Why wouldn't you? Okay, now we've dealt with the text. Misvara, why would you say it? So, someone tell me why it's Daraita. What does the Rosh say? It's planting people, right? And planting is Asur. And Zmira is the one derivative under Zriya, which is Asur. And this is, you know, closer to planting
than
pruning, right? So even if we are very specific in which malacha we have, this one seems to go right up there.
I'd like for people to actually define what it is. Do people actually do that? Do people define what it is?
So here, good. So, but part of how we're going to solve this is we'll see another type of suggestion is to say, wait a second. Don't you know the biggest problem in Shemitah? The answer to all your problems is to say that the same word means 28 different things. Oh, very good. So,
literally, I first learned from my mom, which has to be probably option.
Good. So the Minchas Chinuch picks up and he says, wait a second. Yes, Nitya is planting, but there are two ways to plant. There's planting from a seed and planting from a sapling. And transplanting a sapling. Right? So he says, near ed the gambila note im zara ilan over. He said, if you planted a seed, that would be not nitya. What would we call that? Zriya. And that would be usur. Why can you plausibly say that nitya is in any way different such that we can be talking about it's only an assay or it's a dirabanan? The zriya zara ilan note im bechlal, the zed is al chalot tizra. Right? So he just says, listen, right? He says, first point, is that the reason that there's even room for this discussion is that there's two types of nitiyah. One, we call colloquially nitiyah, but it really is zriyah, and that's planting with a seed. And then there is relocation of a sapling, and that is different, right? Now, he doesn't answer the question, well, why isn't that still worse? Think about the Rosh. Why isn't that still worse than pruning? Right? That seems to be more growing than pruning. So maybe he'll agree with the Rosh. But the point is that they're different. Right? Rav Kook makes this point very clearly in multiple places in Shabbat Haaretz. He says, "Bichlal nitiyah tulim shnei ofanei nitiyah." Within the word nitiyah, there are two types of nitiyah. Nitiyat eitz al yedei anaf. Vishoresh anishtal bakarka, the gamal yide garin, oprishemotsin et ha'ilan. Right, there's planting through a sapling and planting through a seed. What? No, you just two. In Choresh we had three, you're right. So he categorized that together, right? Either using a plant, using a branch or a sapling, right? There's meaning there's pre existing versus seed, right? That's his distinction. So he says, "Nitiyah zu shal yidei garin opri pashur shenikret zriya lagabe esur shvid." If you use a seed, that is zriya. Kevanju derech zriya below derech nitiyah. Umache shapir ha deoraita ha deoraita. So in that case, it's totally legitimate for the Gemara to say they're both deoraita. The only problem is, as he explains in the end of Shabbat Haaretz, what's the one move that you have to make that's not so smooth? You have to say that the word nitiyah in Gittin doesn't really mean nitiyah. It means riyah. And that there's halachic nitiyah, and then there's colloquial nitiyah. And sometimes, colloquially, we say nitiyah, but we mean zriyah. Right? We mean zoreya.
Right.
And that's how we read it.
Okay.
Right? Not terrible. Right? Not terrible. Right? Because the point is, we use the word nitiyah by planting of trees. Right? But sometimes we're planting the seed, in which case, halachically, that's zoreya.
Does Rashi say anything on defining what Nitya is in
Gittin? You could look. I don't think anything per se.
I mean, like, I know it wouldn't necessarily affect how these other Rishonim hold, but it would be nice to.
Yeah. Now, by the way, what's the implication of Rav Kook, of Minchas Chinuch? Is that this justifies why the Nitya of relocation is either mutter midoraisa or only an isra se. Right? The Chazanish isn't willing to buy it. And he says, Amar begitin, the nitiya doraita al kochenu, nitiya bechal zimur. So must be nitiya is under zimur. Ve esher deve bechal ein mazir menadin. Leficha ein onchen ala nitiya, afalgav deve doraita. Ve nir daf nitiya garin lochashiv zorea, kadam rishalmi, zera ilan einam kruyam zraim. The Chazanish says, okay, first of all, I don't think this is true. He says planting a tree is planting a tree. There is no halachic difference between a seed or the relocation of a sapling. But then he comes up with very fancy lumdus, which is okay. So then why don't you get malchus? So now he introduces a fourth possibility. So we've seen isser lav, isser asay, isser derabanan. Now he says isser lav without malchut. Why? Because what did the Rosh say? The Rosh said we get it from a Kal V'Chomer from Zimur. What's the problem with getting it from a Kal V'Chomer? Right. There's a rule called Ein onshin min adin. You can't punish someone from logic.
I remember it.
Very good. From Kal v'chomer. So the Chazon Ish says, you know what it is? It's an Isser Lav without an Onesh because we derived it from Kal v'chomer. Revozner says,
No.
In
those words exactly?
Yes. He says, V'ra'iti v'chazon Ish v'yedav yudzah, Simon yudzayin, v'divrei kodesho tzaruch iyun gadol. His holy words, Shevet Alevi. Next one. He says, his holy words require much investigation. He says, first of all, the Rambam makes it sound like it's not Daraita. He says, I don't understand. If it is Zomer, then you could get Malkut because it is Zomer. It's not derived from Zomer. It is Zomer. Do noteya yoter noteya bezomer? Because noteya is more noteya, right? He says, here's the logic. Zomer is a derivative of noteya. And you're chayav for zomer. So if you're chayav for zomer, which is a derivative of noteya, then you're chayav for noteya, which is noteya. Right? That's not the type of kal v'chomer, right? He says, v'hu-hu. Right? What is hu-hu? A equals A. Law of identity, people. Right? Uvichala de Zomer. Who? El Karchak Zerata Katuv. So therefore, if it is really Zomer, if you buy the Rosh, then it should be Malkut. Therefore, you can't explain the Rambam by saying that the Rambam agrees with the Rosh, minus Malkut. He said, if you think it is Zomer, it is Zomer. Rather, it must be it's not a sir. The Xerata Katuv, honey, Arba Idachlo, Zerata Katuv, only those and nothing else. Vim came Machavar Loati, the Torah Mieta Otan. Right? So he just says, no! Gzeir Nakatuv doesn't count. Okay, thank you. Gzeir Nakatuv doesn't count. Pray tell, give me a logic why that should be true. Okay, you've been throwing around phrases. Come on, explain this to me. So the Maritat says, okay, I'll give you a svar. Okay? The Maritzala. Tzarech latei tam kuvidat l'davar. If you're going to say this, you need to explain yourself. Thank you. He says, Kaven the Zomer to Geffen over Belav. As the Rosh said, if Zomer is Hayav, Amai Noteya Geffen Ye Patur Minatara, why should Noteya be less? Hayelon Elomer, Shechayav Minatara, Mikal Vachomer, the Zomer, the Travayu, be Ilan Havu. Right? Why isn't it? By the way, if you look at the footnote here, Rabbi Tzalal has a lumdus, which is very nice. I'm not sure it's true. He says there are two types of Kal Vachomer. One of which Ein Onshin Min Adin applies to, and one which doesn't. There's Kal v'chomer where you take a halacha from X and you apply it to Y, right? And that's where we say Ein Onshin Min Adin.
Okay.
The other is what we call b'chal matayim mana, which is included within 200 is 100, right? And that's not a Kal v'chomer of the same type, right? Meaning if I say, if you steal $50, right, you get... Right? If I say stealing $500 is grand larceny, right? Then stealing $600 is grand larceny. That's not a kal v'chomer. That's b'chal matayim mana, because 600 is really 500 plus 100, right? I mean, kol shekein is a kal v'chomer, but he said there's different types of kal v'chomers, right? There's meaning there's like if it's usher to slap someone. Then kal v'chomer, it's usur to kick them, right? Okay, now technically, you would say, well, the kal v'chomer is saying because they're both like using force against them and a kick is probably more than a slap, right? But you could say, no, maybe in this culture, slapping someone in the hands is particularly degrading and a foot, right? At least you dignified them by, right, whatever, right? You could come up with something, right? So that's one type of kal v'chomer where you could come up with kashas. But the other of saying if 500 is grand larceny, then 600 is grand larceny, that's not applying to a different halacha. That's saying 600 is 500 plus 100. So he argues that that's what the Shevet HaLevi is doing. Right? That the Shevet HaLevi is saying this doesn't fall under Ein Onshin Min Adin because if Zomer is Noteya, right, it's a derivative of Noteya and Chayev, then Noteya, which is not a derivative, it just is Noteya, is Chayev. Right? My problem is that what's the classic case of Einon Shin Menadin?
Oh,
is that it's usur to, that it's considered incest to sleep with your full sister. Right? Because the pasuk says that if you sleep with your half sister from your father's side or your half sister from your mother, right? And then it says it's zima achot chahi. And the pasuk, and the Gemara says, what does achot chahi add? To teach you ein mazirin menadin, because you might have thought that it's only your half sister, but not your whole sister. Now that seems to be a classic b'chol mataymana, right? Which is your full sister is both your sister from your father's side and your sister from mother's side, and yet we say ein onshin menadin, and therefore I'm not sure this is true. So bracket that. But the Marikat says, okay, you want lumdos? I'll give you lumdos. Here's the lumdos. And he says, no. He says, here's the lumdos, and it's actually not bad. It says, Kaven de Zomer de Geffen over Belava. Why isn't the Rashi's Kavachomer a slam dunk? Right? So he says, did I use that right? I don't know. Right? It's basketball. Great. Okay, good. Zriya is used for what types of plants? No.
Crops.
Good. And he says, what is unique about Zoraya of crops? How? Very good. It'll come up that year. When you plant your tomatoes at the beginning of the season, you expect to see tomatoes during the season. V'chena zomera d'kvani. And he says, pruning, also, what is it doing? You have a pre-existing tree, and we say if you prune it such that it improves the tree for this year, but you're benefiting during Shemitah. That's what you violate. Omnam noteya. But noteya what? When you plant a tree, it takes years till you can benefit. And therefore, is it true that Zomer is a subsection of Noteya? Yes, but there's an important difference. Is that even though it's only a Tolada, it's a Tolada of Noteya, which you can benefit from in Shemitah, and therefore it is also Midoraita. But actually Noteya, you don't. So even though it's the primary category, it's missing a very important element, which is you won't benefit in Shemitah, and therefore it's mutar midaraita, amnam midibri sofrim, gazru gamal anetia. But midarabanan, it is mutar. Now the same thing, is asr rather, but the same thing, you could use the exact same thing to explain the Aruch HaShulchan, right? Meaning, the Maritats is explaining the shita that is derabanan, but you could have done the exact same thing to explain the Aruch HaShulchan of why it's only in Israsei and not alav, right? And really the entire reason I wanted to do Noteya is because of the Maritats. Because the Maritats is beautiful, right? So now let's summarize. What do we have? Our Mishnah says, Noteya in Tosevet Shvi'it, Asur Oker. The Gemara in Gittin seems to justify that by saying, Hadaraita, Hadaraita. How is it Daraita? So either you say it's equivalent to Zoraya, right? Because it's just planting, and therefore it's Asur. Or you say, right, 1 second. Or you say that it's a Kal v'chomer from Zomer. Right, that if Zomer is Usur Mishum Noteya or Mishum Noteya Mishum Zriya, either way, the derivative is Usur
because of Noteya.
Right, this is a Rosh Mishans. So then you say it is D'oraita. The problem is that the Gemara in Moed Katan seems to say that only the four things that are specified there are Usur Min HaTorah. The Rosh's answer is, don't worry, either this is a subsection of Zoraya, or it is a, or we know through Zmira that this is the primary category, right? And therefore, it's also be the right to presumably, with Malkut, it is a primary category. That's how you read this whole sugya, right? All the way to the other extreme, you have Rabbeinu Tam, right, who seems to say it's derabanan. And the Rambam, who might say it's derabanan because he says you get Malkut Marku. So then you have middle positions. Right, you have the range. You have the Chazon Ish who says, "I buy the Rosh; it's usher midaraita as a love, but because you derived it from a Kal v'chomer, you don't get malchus because ain onshin min adin." Right, The Rav Vosner says that doesn't work. Because if you use the Kal Vachomer, what you are proving
is that
because it's noteya, therefore noteya is usur. You can't tell me that's not the type of Kal Vachomer you're looking for. You're just telling me that definitionally it is. Another solution would be to say it's an isur aseh, which is the Aruch HaShulchan. To deal with the tension in the sugyo, what you could do is say, listen, the Gemara in Gittin is right, it's daraita. And the Gemara in Magid Katan is right, that only these four things are usur. The problem is that noteya colloquially has two different things in it. One is noteya, which is noteya qua noteya, and the other is noteya qua zoreya, right? If it's no zoreya, then it's usur because that's one of the malachot that's usur. Sometimes we refer to it as noteya, but what we mean halachically, formally, is noteya. And that's cook, right? That is, right, the minchas chinuch, right? Which is that if you plant a seed, that's just zoreya. If you plant a sapling, it's noteya, right? But the maritats, goes in the opposite extreme. And the maritat says, no. Don't play with me, right? The difference here is trees versus plants, right? You are right that zomer is a tolada of noteya. It's true. And you're right that noteya is a type of zoreya. And nevertheless, noteya is either not asur midaraita at all, or only an asay. Why? Because you need to understand, what is the rule that drives, again, this is why I want to see it, because the maritat is the one who says, what is the rule that drives it? Remember, we have different rules. If I asked you after this, what is the Sefer HaLevi's rule? What things get to be asur midaraita? The things that the Torah said. Why? I don't know. Just the four things the Torah said, gzera d'katuv, that's what he says. The maritat is the one who comes and says, out of noteya, I have a deep logic that I think that drives the malachot, and that is the malachot that are asur midaraita are the primary malachot that allow you to benefit agriculturally from a new growth during Shemitah. And therefore, planting crops like wheat is asur midaraita because it will come up that year. Zomer, even though it's a tolada, pruning, even though it's a tolada, because it helps the tree grow this year, can be a primary category. But planting trees, however you plant them, through a seed or through a sapling, doesn't matter. The fact that the nature of how trees grow is such that if I plant it during Shemitah, I will not see benefit for several years, that cannot be a primary category during Shemitah. And therefore, it's either mutter or isra asay, but it's not one of the malachot, right? And that's what he sees hidden in the sugya of noteya. And then we start with Chaim Kanievsky, who really, really doubles down on saying, yep, it's the Rabbanan, which of course the maritats can justify the svara, but the read is really quite hard, right? And his read, I'm pretty much willing to take anybody else's read. Again, I'm willing to take a combination of reads, but his read is really hard. Again, we did the lumdus. It could be that he agrees with the maritats and lumdus, but the read of how you say it's really related to Rabbanan is, when the Gemara says no difference between Shabbat or Shemitah, because hadaraita, we mean Shemitah is more machmir than Shabbat, and that's not a problem because Shemitah is more mekel than Shabbat. Because it's not really daraita, it's exeratu daraita. That I find to be a very weird.
I'd be curious about technicalities within the maritas, though. Like, say you're transporting a tree that has already.
Right, so of course you'd have to figure out within maritas, what if I came up with a case where I'm essentially doing zomer, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
meaning if you're also transporting with it.
Right, so you could potentially come up with like some middle case, which is what if I take like a 10-year-old tree that's really growing plants, right? And then I relocate it to a place where it's going to grow better. Is that, right? Isn't that
like
essentially
that
like zomer, right? So following the maritats, you either could say, okay, that case is usur because that's essentially zomer.
Okay.
Or you could say, look, I mean, okay, you found the technicality, but still, the formal rules, you found the one case where like, but like definitionally, it's not that way.
Okay.
Right? You could go, I could see it going either way, but you're right. But fundamentally, what he's arguing is that what noteya teaches you that what makes something us, and again, that's why I wanted to show you this, because the Maritatz is such a, right, he gives you a principle, right? He takes the evidence and he says, based on the evidence that I have, I now have a principle I can give you in terms of what guides us in saying that these are the Malachot Daraita, right? Which is those creative planting acts which benefit you during Shemitah itself are the ones that are in play for being the Isser Lav Daraita. And therefore, again, is it counterintuitive that Zomer, which is a derivative, is Asur Midaraita, but Noteya is not, even though it's the Av? Yes, but no, because the rule isn't Av Talada. The rule is those fundamental creative planting acts that will benefit during Shemitah or not. And again, that I thought was such an important thesis to see in this context that it was worth doing Noteya. I could spend a long time on more of the Malachot, but let's... Is the vote...